welcome to episode 31 of the JockX podcast. My name is James O'Connor, and today's special guest is Dale Beaumont. Now, I am super excited to have Dale with us. He comes from his own company called The Business Blueprint, and he has been one of the key figures in the coaching of entrepreneurs, business owners, of taking their games to the next level and creating a lot more success. Now, this guy has written 16 books. He's an award-winning entrepreneur, and just recently, he's launched the world's first, mind you, 24-hour business building program. So basically, a 24-hour program run online that can help you take your business to the next level, which is super exciting. It's really empowering for people all across the world to be able to jump on this and really subscribe and take their game to the next level with their businesses. So, man, it was great. We sat down and chatted via Skype. He's based in Sydney there. And we really, you know, delve right into some of his core concepts behind what makes successful, what has made him successful, how he went about writing his books, and how they become, you know, bestsellers. And I think he sold over 250,000 copies. You know, he's an absolute star, and so exciting to have him on and really sharing his stuff with us. So make sure you keep an ear out about some of those key strategies. You know, get your pen and pencil out, because this guy is an absolute star. Now, guys, definitely make sure you really pass this on to your friends and let them know about Dale. He has so much knowledge and wisdom to pass on and does through this episode. And really, you know, I love it when you guys share and on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and so forth. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate that you're letting the people who are part of your circle know about these super guests that we get on in this podcast. So thank you, appreciate that. And I'll let you get started listening with myself, James O'Connor, and Dale Beaumont on the JockX podcast, episode 39. So welcome to the show, Dale.
Welcome. Yeah, happy to chat.
Awesome, fantastic. Well, I'd love to start with your background and what you've done in the past and now what you're currently doing.
All right, so background, let me see if I can keep this to under a minute. So I obviously grew up in Sydney. I then got involved in competitive sports. So I became a national gymnast and then represented Australia in the sport of competitive aerobics. Finished school at the age of 19, and at the same stage started attending courses and workshops and seminars. That's when I decided to establish our first business, which was running personal development programs for teenagers. Expanded that across Australia, into New Zealand, into Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Vietnam. And so then I got involved in book publishing. I created a series of books called The Secrets Exposed series. That did extremely well. We sold over 250,000 copies of that book series. Also had a PR company along the way, which I built and then later sold. And for the last 5.5, maybe 6 years, I've been running a business education program, which is called Business Blueprint, to help business owners and entrepreneurs to take their business into the 21st century, to better use technology and software and systems to run a more successful business. And it's been going extremely well. We've expanded across Australia and New Zealand. And then in the last few months, we've actually taken that program global with the launch of our latest initiative, which is the world's first 24-hour small business channel. And that's now available through our website, businessblueprint.com. And right now, anyone can sign up and they can get a free account and they can watch business education 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, streaming to any technology device. So that's our latest project, and happy to talk about any or all of those things that I've done over the last 15 years.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And that's why super excited to have you on, Dale. And really, you've achieved so many amazing things. And I'd love to start with really with your latest, your TV streaming device, which is super exciting, I'm sure. And it's such a great initiative, and for people out there, a resource for them to get a hold of and utilize to benefit their business and take it to the next level. Talk to me about that, Dale. Where did that come from, and the idea to do it for the world's first 24-hour channel? And where do you see that going into the next 12, 24 months progress?
Yeah, well, it really goes back to my kind of core philosophy in terms of my, apart from family, my two favourite passions in life is business and education. And I love business because when someone becomes successful in business, it doesn't just help them, it helps their family, it helps their community. You know, most average business owners serves, you know, hundreds of customers each and every month. And so it really has a massive spin-on effect. It creates jobs, it creates opportunities. So I love business. I also love education, and education is ultimately what turns failure into success. And if you're going to become more successful in business or any area of your life, you know, then you need to learn some skills. And the sooner you learn those skills and apply them, you know, then the sooner you're going to achieve the results that you want. So I've always been passionate about business and education. And for the last, you know, nearly 6 years, I've been running a great business education program. However, we're limited in the number of people that we can help because right now our model runs on live events. We run a number of live events and we have our clients get together from across Australia and New Zealand. And we meet in Sydney for conferences and workshops. And we have about 450 people that we're working with right now that are in that program. And it's great and it's a lot of fun and we make a big difference. However, there are over 400 million business owners around the world. And I was thinking, well, how do I reach more of those people, especially the people that don't quite have access to, you know, some of the opportunities that we have here in terms of seminars and conferences and events? And so I thought about expanding the business into America or Singapore or the UK. But the challenge with there is that it's very expensive to set up our offices in other countries. You split all of your resources. And it's still geographically limited. So we decided to practice what we preach because we tell business owners that every business is being turned upside down because of the internet and technology. And we decided to, basically take our own advice. And so we thought, how can we use the internet and technology to reach a global audience, to reach more business owners around the world? And so we then came across this thing called live streaming. And it's now possible to record content and have it live stream broadcast around the world in real time through people's mobile phones or their televisions or their computers. And so we did some testing and found out it actually works and the technology exists. And so we've built a studio now in Sydney. We've spent nearly $1 million and we've built basically a TV studio. And through that, we're now able to broadcast business education and training around the world into 185 countries around the world. And it's going extremely well. We've got about 20,000 subscribers in the first month, which is a good start. And our plan is to reach 1 million people through our service over the next 2 years. It's all backed against our mission to help 1 million entrepreneurs around the world discover the blueprint for business success. So that's what we're doing, but we've got some even bigger plans for the next 12 months. What we're creating with the channel is just the beginning. We're now investing in gamification and machine-based learning, and we're putting together a whole bunch of technology innovations in order for us to create custom playlists for people to address their biggest issues and challenges within their business. So this is just the beginning. Four or five months in terms of our new venture for taking our business global. And we've got a team now of nearly 30 people that are all committed to seeing this grow and reach those million people that I'm talking about. So it's a really exciting time. We're in creation mode right now. We have our existing business, which is still going strong, better than it's ever been before. But we're also investing in the future as well. And we're taking some steps to make sure that we're reaching a global audience.
Yeah, it's absolutely super exciting. And, you know, I really love that your game is just going to through the roof, really, and really, you know, worldwide leading, I guess, in this space as well, which is super exciting. I just want to talk to you also, obviously, with your channel, you've enlisted a lot of great business people to come on and talk different topics on your show. For our listeners, they would remember, I believe Pip McKay has a section in your show, is that correct?
Yeah, Pip McKay, we've currently, in the last 3 months, we've recorded 145 presentations over that period of time. So we're just cranking out the content now, and yeah, we're just trying to create as much quality content as we possibly can.
Yeah, fantastic. I was just saying, for our listeners on this podcast, they would remember her from a few episodes ago. She was on here as well. But it's really exciting. I definitely recommend all listeners who are on this now to definitely get on there and check it out. Definitely can help you. What we're all about here is taking your game to the next level, and that place can do it. Dale, I'd love to go back a little further. When you were starting out, if you could sort of give us and the listeners sort of the two or three key strategies you think made you get to where you are today, and then some other people who not achieve as much success as yourself?
Well, for me, there are three main things that I think have had the biggest impact on my life and have helped me to get to where I am today in terms of our business and financially and career success, whatever you want to call it. The three things are, number one, investing in education. And I'm not talking about school or university. I think that's kind of like a given. I'm talking about what you learn after, school and university. And this is like what I call self-education. So that could come in the form of books or coaching or attending workshops and events. Listening to our audio books, just absorbing as much knowledge as you possibly can, because the flip side to that is trial and error. If you don't invest in your education, you're forced to do things through trial and error, and it ends up taking you five times longer, and it's 5 or 10 times more expensive if you want to do it through a trial and error. So my philosophy in life is, if there's anything that I want to learn, I find someone else that has already done it, that has already paid the price, that's already invested the time, invested the money, and figured out a way to make it work. And all I want to do is find that person and do whatever it takes to learn from them. Number two is around having access to coaches and mentors. I think it's so important to find people that have already achieved what you want and do whatever it takes to learn from them. So having coaches and mentors, I think, is really critical to your fast-tracking your success, finding people that are already where you want to be and learn from them. And then number three is your environment. The people that you surround yourself with will ultimately determine how successful you become. So your friends, your network, the people you spend time with, they'll ultimately affect how successful that you become. And, so being careful about where you spend your time. If you're around a lot of negative people, or people that are ultra conservative, or people that just never want to, step out and make a bold decision, you can just be more protected. That are taking you forward, that are keeping you inspired, keeping you motivated, so you can achieve your goals. So they're the three most important things: investing in your education, having good coaches and mentors, and also about surrounding yourself with the right type of people. Your environment is everything.
Yeah, absolutely, and I absolutely love that. We definitely preach that through different guests as well. Had that, I hope the listeners are just getting absolutely drilled into them, that their environment, the people they surround themselves with, like you said, having coaches and mentors, and then obviously the self-education. I'd love to touch on more about self-education. Obviously, the system, I know you're a big believer in, obviously, schooling and the universities, really the old system, and then today's day and age with the internet, with all the opportunities. Talk to the audience about the importance of finding that sort of education rather than going down the traditional path, if you like.
How to find the education, or the
just the importance. Obviously, your number one key point is self-education. In today's day and age, sure, with the online internet and all the opportunities, that's sort of where the people who are blossoming today and succeeding are really investing themselves in that type of education rather than the traditional old school type of way.
Yeah, and really that's what it comes down to. Basically, to sum it up in a sentence, it's the more that you learn, the more that you earn. And so if you want to earn more income-wise, if you want to grow your business, if you want to be able to get to that next start level, then you've got to constantly be learning and growing. Another one of my favorite sayings in life, and which was taught to me by a mentor, a guy called Michael Rowland, he said, in life you're either green and growing, or you're ripe and rotting. Basically, there's no such thing as standing still, and if you stop learning and you stop growing and you stop educating yourself, then you're gonna get left behind. You're gonna be going backwards. Your business is actually going to be not growing. It's actually gonna be dying. And so I think it's so important, especially now, especially with how fast the world is changing and how technology is now advancing at an exponential rate. It's really critical that you continue to invest in your education. And even right now, as a personal example, I'm actually doing a course teaching myself basic programming skills. You know, yes, I know how to use computers, but I don't know how to program a computer. And the world is moving more towards software and more towards technology. And I'm kind of going, well, look, I never learned that at school. I never learned how to program, but this is going to be the next 50 years of business. And the companies that are going to be the most successful are the companies that are going to put technology and technology innovation at their centerpiece of their business. And I looked at my skills and said, you know what, I don't know how to do that. And so I can either say, I don't know how to do that, and spend the next 10 or 20 or 30 years say, I don't know how. Or I could go, you know what, I'm going to decide to get good at that, and I'm going to learn that. And the difference between having what's called a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And the people that are the most successful have a growth mindset. Fixed mindset is, this is who I am, this is what I'll ever be, these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, this is what I'm good at, this is what I can and can't do, and that's me. That's, if you want to have that philosophy, then you know, you just won't achieve your full potential. The people that I think are the most successful are people who go, you know what, I'm going to get good at that, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to learn it, and I'm going to keep working at it until I master it. And one of my, favorite sayings is that every master was once a disaster. You know, that you have to actually start somewhere, and you're not going to be good at that at the beginning, but you've just got to stick with it and persist. So, it's just another example of, you know, just something that I'm learning, and then when I learn how to program, I'll learn something else. So, you know, always trying to go, how can I learn? How can I get better? How can I take my skills to a level?
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I guess there's so many examples of companies that haven't obviously embraced that change and embraced their growth mentality. And with the online systems, they're really getting, I guess, almost wiped out in a way, when you thought 20 years ago they were unstoppable. And I guess you can look at, you know, newspapers and how the online market with realestate.com and all those types of things have just absolutely taken up huge market share. And I guess the importance of embracing change and growth mindset is key, isn't it, Dale?
Exactly. So important if you want to continue to achieve success.
Dale, I'd love to go on now, and actually, you've written some amazing books. And like you said earlier, you've sold over 250,000 copies of your books. You've written a whole series on the sort of secrets exposed between different sort of topics. Talk to us about the importance of you writing those books and how that came about and why you felt the need to write as many as you did as well.
Yeah, my philosophy, as I've mentioned a number of times already, is that, you know, if you want to achieve anything in life, you can either do it through trial and error, or you can find someone else that already has results that you want and do whatever it takes to learn from them. So my advice to people always is, to have role models and mentors and discover the secrets to their success. But sadly, not everybody actually, feels comfortable in going up and finding coaches and role models and mentors. And so I thought, well, what about if I could actually make it easier for people? What about if I could do all of the hard work and I could find people that were successful and I could interview them and take that knowledge and put it into a book and make it accessible to anybody? I thought that would be pretty powerful. So that's what I decided to do. I decided to find successful people, interview them, and put them into a series of books. And so I came up with a concept called the Secrets Exposed series, and I did one book, and then I go, that worked, and I did another book, and that was really popular as well. So then I thought, you know what, I'm going to build a system around this so I could actually scale it and I could help more people. And that's what we did. We ended up publishing in total 15 books in the space of 3 years. And we sold 250,000 copies. And many people have written to me, you know, saying that it's inspired them, it's changed their life, you know, it's helped them to get involved in property, or it's helped them to start a business. It's really cool to actually know that those books have had a big impact and helped a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible too. You've written 15 books in 3 years, which is absolutely amazing. I haven't written one myself, but I was listening, actually, talk about further self-education. I was actually listening to a podcast today, and I think it had a guy by the name of Lewis Howes on it, and he's releasing a book currently, and it was interesting listen to him about the process of
greatness.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's writing a book. He just talked about the process and how, you know, draining and sort of long it is. It's exciting, obviously, but it's a big project, as you well know. Talk to me. I think it's fascinating how you managed to do so many great books in such a short period of time. Was all the key things that you sort of enabled you to do that?
The books don't write themselves.
Quite a lot of
work. However, it's like anything in life, every hour that I, whinge or complain or make excuses is an hour that I'm not moving forward. So, you just basically get on with it and you just start and you just do a little bit every day, and simple things done consistently add up and have a big impact. So you just got to get started and then you got to keep going. And so, that's what we did, and it was a lot of work, but it was fun, and it didn't really feel like work. It felt like, we had this vision of what we wanted to do, and we were just working to make it happen. And so you've got to be passionate about what you do, and you've got to be not, if your sole reason is just to make money, that's not going to sustain you. You've really got to have that strong reason, that strong motivation or desire, and then you've got to, do whatever it takes to make it happen, and don't make excuses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess through the whole process, you would have met and interviewed obviously some incredible people. Who during that time really sort of stuck out to you, and you have maintained as a mentor? Who are the sort of key figures in your life to this day that you sort of look to for extra guidance and I guess coach you on different things?
Yeah, it's really hard to boil it down to just a handful of people, because I've had hundreds of mentors over the last 15 years. Having created my series of books, The Secrets Exposed series, I interviewed 240 people, and I can say that each of them had a profound effect on shaping my thinking in some way. And so, there are names like Robert Kiyosaki and Brad Sugars and Brandon Bays and Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar and Mark Victor Hansen. Roy McDonald, they're people that stand out, but it's really hard to boil it down to just one or two people. And I think it's important that you have lots of role models and mentors, and you take all of their ideas and then you blend them through your own values and through your own kind of intuition, and then you come up with a path that feels right for you.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess, did you find sort of over time there was definitely people that as you grew, you sort of grew into different needs and different requirements, I guess, from individuals that could help you along the way?
Exactly. And, what area of my life am I working on? Am I working on my health, or am I working on my finances, or am I working on my business? You could be working on your community service. And then you find mentors in that area. And you don't take one person's advice on every area of life, because oftentimes people are really strong in certain areas, but because they're so strong in certain areas, they've maybe neglected other areas of their life. And so, you just look at what area that you want help in, and you take advice around that particular area. Just be very careful about following one person completely on every area of their life. I don't think that's really that healthy. But find out what you want, what you need, and find someone that's already achieved it in that particular area, and then learn from them and blend that idea with your own perspectives and influence as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely great advice for all listeners out there. Dale, I know it was actually interesting when we first I called you just before, you actually had another person on the phone, and you got plenty happening on. Like you said, you're still working away. I'd love to hear about what your average day looks like, so our listeners get an idea of what a person like you does on a daily basis.
Right now, I've got my sleeves rolled up and I'm working extremely hard. For the last 5 years, I've had a pretty comfortable life in terms of I work in my business, but I've also had a lot of time off as well. We travel about 4 or 5 months each year. But having done that now for 5 years, I've decided, okay, you know, it's time for me to really create again and to go almost like going back to startup mode, you know, in terms of a whole new venture. And it's like, in many ways, having a baby, it's very needy at the beginning and, you know, every couple of hours it needs to be fed. So that's kind of where I feel like we're at right now. So there's lots of stuff that we're doing in terms of technology, and we're submitting an app to the new Apple TV store as well. We've got an Android app that we're building, one for iPhone. We've got some gamification modules that we're building as well. We're hiring a larger tech team for some of the technology that we're building. So at the moment, it's just, you know, it's basically just, it's all on, and we're just in the thick of it right now, but also loving it as well. And I think that's important to realize. A lot of people think that happiness is, you know, sitting on the beach and reading a book or kicking back, and, you know, yeah, it might be for a few days, maybe a week tops, but really the purpose of life is to be doing something that, you know, is a combination between between reward and also struggle. And sometimes as well, when we're really having to use our creativity and our just all of our resources, that struggle is also what makes life exciting and an adventure. And that's really, I think, a part of happiness as well, is making sure that you don't get too comfortable. You're always challenging yourself and keeping things exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. The previous episode with Simon Madden, listeners would remember episode 30, he said exactly the same thing when they were achieving sort of premierships in the AFL. He sort of said, if you don't understand, I think he worded it, don't understand the struggle, you don't to fully understand the or appreciate the victory, I guess, at the end. And I guess that's exactly what you're saying there, which is spot on. I'd love to actually coming towards the end of the interview now, Dale. I really appreciate your time. It's super exciting to have you on. Other than your amazing 16 books, what three other books would you recommend for listeners to grab a hold of and are sort of must reads in your eyes?
One of the books I read early on was called The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. I think it's a really good book just to tell people to actually literally dream big. And think big, because a lot of people, they just limit their real potential. And so I think that's was a very important book to read. Another one is called Awaken the Giant Within. That's from Tony Robbins, and another great book. More recently, one of the ones that I read and enjoyed was one called Rework, which is all about just redefining the way that you work. The 4-Hour Week by Tim Ferriss. It's been another profound book for me. And then if I can talk about them, because even though they're books that I've created, but they are fantastic books, not just my knowledge, but the knowledge of hundreds of people that have achieved success. Any of the books that are part of my series called the Secrets Exposed series are all wonderful, because in each book there is 15 or 16 different people that have achieved success and their perspective. And so you really... you know, it's like 15 kind of mentors all in one book. So they really are a great resource for anyone that wants to have more success in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely recommend listeners to get your hands on those books for sure, especially your one, Dale. Dale, one of the final questions, I always do this for a lot of the guests coming on. If I give you 30 seconds to speak to our audience, the audience is going to look back and say in 5-10 years time and go, that was the thing that got me off the couch and into the game, whether it be business, whether it be even sport, or their corporate career or so forth. What would you say if I gave you 30 seconds to these guys?
Okay, I just missed the question. That was a little bit hard to hear with the audio.
No, you're right.
Coming in and out a little bit from my end. So no. I think it was about words of wisdom, you know, coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
People, is that right?
Yeah, 30 seconds of words of wisdom for the guys out there. That's going to be the moment that they're going to, you know, remember in 5-10 years time when they're sitting atop the top of the mountain, say, Dale Beaumont, that interview, that moment was what got me off the couch.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think the most important thing that you could do is that sit down for an hour and write a vision in terms of where you want to be in 7 to 10 years' time. I think that's the most important thing that any person can do. One of my favorite sayings is the clearer the picture, the fewer the choices, the easier the decision. So it all comes down to you being really clear on what you want. And then every single day, you've got to ask yourself this question, and that is, did my actions today lead me further towards achieving that vision, or did it take me further away from achieving that vision? And if you can make sure that you have more days where you're moving forward and more days and less days, you know, moving away from, then you're going to be a lot more successful. So hopefully if you take on that advice, then that will be a defining moment in your life.
Absolutely love it. Dale, for all the listeners out there, where's the best spot to find you and sort of connect with what you're doing?
Okay, well, as a first step, I would suggest everybody go to our website where you can subscribe to get a free account for the world's first 24-hour small business channel. We've got great content on there for anyone that's looking to build a successful business. And also, we do have a number of programs that are helping people with their mindset, personal development, inspiration, and they're practical for anybody, even if you're not planning on starting a business. So that website is businessblueprint.com. That's businessblueprint.com. And if you want to follow me personally and learn about some of the things that I'm up to, then you can check out my personal website, which is dalebeaumont.com. That's dalebeaumont.com. Otherwise, you can find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, any of those platforms, and you can connect with me there.
Awesome. Definitely recommend guys get on those different ways to connect with Dale. So, Dale, I really want to acknowledge you for coming on this show. Super exciting to have you on, sharing all your amazing wisdom for all the guys across the globe now on this show. I'm really excited for the future 12 months, particularly with your online channel. And I really wish you all the best for that and acknowledge you for the amazing work you're doing. I really hope you continue that and helping so many people across the globe improve their business and really improve their lives. So I really want to thank you.
You're welcome. And it's a pleasure. And looking forward to chatting again soon.
Fantastic. Talk to you then. There you have it, folks. Episode 31. Isn't Dale an absolute star? I'm sure you guys are going to really check out his stuff because I got so much out of that and just that's, really having a chat with him. And I hope you guys really enjoyed that one and got a lot out of it, took a lot of notes, put a lot of action items, and really it's all about you now stepping up and putting that into practice and really, getting stuck in because, guys like Dale have been there, done that. You can really leverage off what he's done, what he knows, and really help yourself to really improve and get after what you really want. Because that's what we're all here for. As you always know, we're not here forever. You don't know when your time is up. And now is the time to get started, day in, day out. Get excited, push hard, and really keep focusing on just getting those right strategies, those right habits that you just stick to each and every day of your life that are going to bring about what you want, not what you don't want. Always focus on the outcome that you're after. So guys, hope you enjoyed that one. Excited for next week's episode. Got another massive guest on here, so you're definitely going to have to keep an ear out for that one. And really enjoy your week. Get after it. I'm excited to see you next time, and we'll have a chat then, hopefully. Make sure you comment on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Send me out a shout out, and I'll definitely try and reply. Usually a lot, but I'll try and get my best to get back to you and have a chat. So look forward to that, and look forward to next week. Enjoy.